We'll be broadcasting next Saturday, Christmas Eve, talking about all of our listeners' family traditions and memories, and this is certainly one of the biggest ones in the Romero household. We never, ever do a tree trimming party without this CD on. And we're decorating late this year because Jennifer and I decided not to set the tree up before all the family started to show up. So I think we're actually decorating with tree trimming tonight, right? All right. In and amongst Carol's birthday party. So it'll be a lot going on tonight at the Romero's and the whole week. And we hope that as good a week as we're planning on having, you plan on having one just as well. We're here this hour talking about water quality based on some headlines that made it into our newspapers locally and nationally just last, Thursday on the 14th? It says millions of Americans could be drinking toxic water. I have Dave Crisman in here from All About Water, our Rosie Certified Water Treatment Specialist in Maricopa and Yavapai, Coconino Counties. Again, Dave, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me once again.
We were talking about the ROs, which really is kind of the starting point for getting the chlorine out. But what will an RO take out and what won't? Is there anything that can pass an RO that we need to be worried about?
Not really, not if it's properly maintained.
And talk to me about properly maintaining. You know, I see homeowners replacing the cartridges themselves, using their bare hands on the filters. Talk about what you do and your techs do when you ask a homeowner, do you want your RO system sanitized? Take them step by step through everything you do for that.
Well, sanitizing, there's FDA-approved sanitizing agents that we use. And in order to do that properly, you have to have the actual filters out because they would remove the agent. So you have to have some type of canister that it can pass through so it can catch all the tubing all the way through the storage tank and out through the faucet. The type that you're talking about where people can actually handle the filter that's going to go in a cartridge, those systems really do need to be sanitized on a fairly regular basis. We use procedures where we use latex gloves and we try in every way not to touch the filter with even the latex glove thing. And there's ways to do that because they come in wrappers and that, but you have to develop the procedure and dexterity to do it. Most of what we're offering today that are Eco Water products are encapsulated filters. There's no way of touching the inside of it, and the membrane is the same. So stays pretty sanitary without having to use these procedures. But when we do, we have special canisters that we use that let the agent go all the way through.
All right. So the certified is important. People ask me all the time, well, what about this equipment that I see advertised here or that equipment I see advertised there? I tell them, look, if you're looking at water treatment, you know, you got to ask yourself, what are you trying to get done? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but I mean, I can fill a 5-gallon paint bucket with water, put it on my patio and stir it with a paddle, and that's treating the water, right? That's aerating the water.
Yeah, that's real good.
That's a treatment system, right?
Yeah, it's a form of one.
So the question is, what are you trying to do? And if you're trying to get clean drinking water, people ask me, well, how much do I have to spend for a good system? And I tell them, it varies. But unless the equipment is certified.
Yes, that's true. Testing and validation is really important. And almost every reputable manufacturer is going to submit to NSF for the standardized testing and validation so that the homeowner, when they're looking at those, realize, hey, if I follow the manufacturer's specifications and instructions, we're going to be good.
So I put a carbonated activated charcoal filter on my refrigerator line, and it's located under the toe kick behind the refrigerator. And I do that in March of 2012.
Yes.
And then I forget that it's down there.
Well, remember, it's collecting and storing everything at room temperature, warm, moist environment. Remember the Petri dish in biology.
Remember the Petri dish in biology.
That's what you have there. Once again, if you read any of those manufacturers' recommendations from the refrigerator, they want that changed on a very periodic basis. They got into the razor blade business. They want to sell those razor blades. If you have an RO system that's redundant, I would put the plug in and eliminate that, because it just becomes a nuisance as opposed to a resource for you.
So we talk about certified. Now, in the last generation of water treatment development, within the last decade, not only have we become where we can where the equipment can be shopped as being certified, but now the second, probably the most important component that we're getting out of this equipment now is, like this forgotten about activated charcoal filter on the ice line, like the RO filters that you never remember to or don't discipline yourself to replace. Now we can talk about a component of the equipment that actually informs you, is it still working? Because how many of you, from the pure taste of the water, can tell if the RO is taking anything and everything out that it's supposed to? Well, you can't. So now what we do is we look for equipment in our shopping for the equipment. We look for equipment that can monitor the water as well and give us the feedback we're looking for. So we're going to talk about more of that, monitoring the water quality, with Dave Crisman from All About Water when we get back here at Rosie on the House.
Faithful, joyful.